This is Joe Benson talking with Janie Hendrix off the record. You have a tribute album coming out, The Power of Soul. Did you have difficulty talking people into getting involved in this?
No, not really. With a lot of our friends that are in the music industry, it just has to do with scheduling a lot of times because they're on tour, or it was done with very short money because the proceeds will go to the United Negro College Fund. Of course, the way it's structured, the artists will get paid, and they have been paid, but the majority, at least from us, it will go to the United Negro College Fund because we want to just make sure that we give back. That was what Dad had always taught us, that, you know, money's good, it's a tool, you know, you use it, but you also give back. And that's what this is about. So we have a plethora of artists ranging from Music Soul Child to John Lee Hooker to Earth, Wind & Fire to George Clinton and Bootsy. Actually, though, I have to tell you this. This is very funny. Bootsy and my husband are very good friends because they both grew up in Ohio, although my husband's not. He's a bit younger than Bootsy, but Bootsy still looks great. He had sent his song, and when we were listening to it, Sheldon was just like, oh, wow, this just sounds so great. This is just so Bootsy. And I said, yeah, but we don't sample. And he said, no, he's not sampling. Bootsy can sound just like Jimmy. And Bootsy said that was the biggest compliment because his voice does sound like Jimmy's on the song. And he did a fabulous job. And it's very Bootsy, very George. But of course, with Jimmy's genius threaded through.
Assembled over the years many of Jimmy's original handwritten lyrics for his songs. Are you going to do something with those?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that, Joe. Jimmy was multifaceted and in every part of his persona. When it has to do with his clothing, he was a fashion icon. Before he became a musician and picked up a guitar, he wanted to be an artist, and he was very interested in being a commercial artist. So he had a lot of little pictures that he had drawn, and he had beautiful watercolor paintings that he had won awards for in school, and actually those are on display at EMP as well. But his handwriting was like art. And like I said before, his lyrics that he just had to get out on paper and write out everything that was within him. But it was just flowing art. And so we have a lyric book that's coming out in time for Christmas in partnership with Hal Leonard. It'll be a beautiful coffee table book. It just is in print right now as we speak. And it'll be found worldwide. Beautiful photos as well as handwritten lyrics and his songs in a lyrical form, more like poetry, because of course there are lots of books that we put out through Hal Leonard and through Shinko in Japan where, you know, it's all sheet music, but this is different than that. This is poetry.
What are you going to call it?
It's Jimi Hendrix lyrics.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
I like to get into more symphonic things. So then kids can respect the old and traditional, you know, like classics. I like to mix that in with the so-called rock today. But it's always changing according to the attitude of the people, you know. When the air is static, loud, and aggressive, that's how the music gets. When the air starts getting peaceful and harmonic and so forth, that's how the music will get. So it's up to the people how it's going to be. But music is going to be here regardless if it's rock or whatever, you know. And it's going to influence a whole lot of people's minds now, because like I said before, that's part of their church now.
News on all upcoming official Jimi releases, check out the Hendrix website at jimihendrix.com. Jimi Hendrix Off the Record is a presentation of Westwood One and was written and produced by Stacey Parra. Production and engineering by Ron Harris. Assisted by Dave Amaya. Executive producer Norm Pattis. Special thanks to Westwood One's Stephen Cosio, and also a big thank you to Jennifer Bergman of Vandenberg Public Relations, and of course to Janie Hendrix for taking the time to chat. I'm Joe Benson. You can email me at UncleJoe@UncleJoe.com. And I'll see you next time for Lynyrd Skynyrd Off the Record.